This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. In between the House and Senate floors of the state capitol sits Tim Ude, methodically pounding the keys of his Remington typewriter. It's similar to the one Robert Penn Warren used to write All the King's Men, which Ude, a visual and performance artist, is retyping.
Which, if you know the story, contains a loosely fictionalized account of Governor Huey Long.
It's part of his 100 Novels project, where he retypes an entire novel in a location that's integral to the story.
This is the 44th novel that I've retyped, and the fifth of five that I've retyped here in Louisiana since October.
The other four? A Confederacy of Dunces, the autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman, The Moviegoer, and Modern Baptist.
When I retype each novel, I type it all on one page with a second page behind it. At page 529 pages into a 661-page novel is tattered, it's shredded, it's black with ink from many, many passes through the typewriter.
While the legislature isn't in session, the sound of Ude's typewriter fills the empty Capitol rotunda. But he has seen some Louisiana politics play out.
The first day I was here was the day that there was the tussle over the new speaker in the House of Representatives here. I didn't understand the magnitude of it. When I got back to the hotel that evening and I read about it, then I realized, wow, I was there. Like, I was in the eye of the storm. And then it was bookended with President Obama arriving.
Ude will be at the Capitol until Thursday. His finished piece will be added to the four others he's completed in Louisiana, all on display at the New Orleans Museum of Art until February 21st. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.